It's Monday, August the 29th, and you're tuned in to the TNIB podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
This is the Geek Chic Cult Show. We're talking about all the cool things in the world, but you already knew that because you are a longtime listener.
Cool things like smooth jazz.
No. This week is, nothing's happening.
Yo, listen. Yo. There's a bunch of things happening, okay?
Yeah.
We just gotta tell the people about all the things that are happening.
That's true. First of all, it's hot outside.
It's hot! Oh my goodness gracious.
Yeah. It's pretty warm.
Say something different, but I was like, stop myself.
Yeah, I'm rocking the tan lines, some sweet tans.
Yeah, you're three section tan lines.
Yeah, man.
Do I have a tan line?
No, your shoulder looks oddly red.
I got a weird sunburn. It's like, it's supposed to be a rectangle, but then there's like a star area here that didn't get thing, but then there's like a hole here that did get sunburn. It's weird. It's weird. And it's only on this shoulder, not on this shoulder.
That's very weird.
This shoulder's fine.
Oh yeah, that's weird.
I just freckled up real hard.
Oh right, you do that, don't you?
Yeah. I get the mad freckles.
Oh. Strange. I become a Greek god. So.
Not accurate.
Turns to like Hercules or something. Yeah, this week a couple things happened in the news. Do you want to open up the news section with the picks?
It's a good burp.
Do you feel better?
I do, actually.
Anthony's been suffering a stomach bug for the past couple of days.
I don't know what's going on.
He told us about it. Then he went out and decided to eat more shit food.
Yeah.
And then complained more.
I was like, man, it still hurts. I don't know what's happening. I had all-you-can-eat sushi for lunch, and I ate tacos for dinner. Yeah. Why does it hurt so much?
Yeah, so,
and then you theorized that it was after effects of drinking, so...
Oh, yeah. Anyways, picks of the week.
Yeah, I'll start off.
Okay.
Mine are... Were they? Yes, they were. Or one Sony-related, at least. They're both Sony-related.
Yes, they are.
First off, let's get some leaks out of the way. PlayStation 4 Slim... Bet you never saw that coming.
It still technically doesn't exist.
Still technically doesn't exist, but there's enough stuff out on the internet that says it does.
Yeah.
So PlayStation is coming out with a slim model. It looks more like a VCR and less like a rhombus.
Does it?
It looks like a sandwich, to be honest.
Looks like a cable box to me.
Yeah, or that. But, like, there's the two parts on the top and the bottom that are bigger than the middle. It looks like a sandwich.
When's the last time you saw a VCR? Because VCRs are not small.
Huh? The last time I saw a VCR is when I was, like 98, 99.
Yeah, okay. The PlayStation Slim does not look like a VCR.
Once I got my PlayStation 2 and I could play DVDs, all VCRs were gone. I didn't give a shit.
Okay, because I want to just throw it out there for the audience. The PlayStation 4 Slim does not look like a VCR, nor does it carry the same size.
Okay, I bet it's much smaller.
Yes. Continue.
All right, continue. And with this, there is also a new controller.
Uh-huh.
I've heard stories of new controllers, but I have not seen the video because Sony has taken it down before I had the chance to see it.
Mm.
So, but did you get to see the
controller? I did see the video.
Tell me all about this new controller.
The new controller looks exactly like the current controller.
Okay.
Except on the top of the touchpad, there's a small line of LEDs.
Okay.
Or maybe one LED, but it like the shape is a very thin line.
Question.
Yes.
Why?
I don't have an answer.
Okay.
I think it's most... I don't know what it is. I think it's some sort of connectivity thing so that you don't have to see the... What I don't get is why they put that LED there and then they kept the big one on the...
I don't understand why they have the big one in the first place because I don't see that. So if a game's doing cool stuff with the LED, like, I don't know.
I see it.
What?
Because I play in the dark.
Oh, okay.
And so I see the changing colors. But they've put that there more for, like, VR and AR games.
Oh, okay.
When the camera has to see something. They also put it there when you're playing multiplayer games. And you have to distinguish which player is what.
Okay.
So, I mean, it has purpose. No one ever uses it, though.
Just like the microphone. Or the speaker. The in-controller speaker.
Yeah. And the PlayStation camera.
Listen, PlayStation camera brought us great Twitch streams for about 3 months.
Yes. And then it was all taken down. But, yeah, the controller, I mean, I've been in the market for a new controller for a long time.
The Xbox One Elite controller.
Trust me, if I could, I would. But I play my PlayStation 4 way too much. And I go to the store, I look at the controllers, and I'm like, I need one new one. But with this new one on the horizon, maybe there's some, like, updated... changes they made to it that'll...
Some firmware stuff.
Yeah, or, like, maybe they... Because I know there was a running change they put in the controllers that they never announced.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the analog sticks.
Yeah.
They changed the grips on them.
Oh, weird.
Like, yours and mine should have it, because we bought ours a year later, right?
Oh, okay.
But I know... Who was it earlier? Mikey.
Yeah.
He has the original ones. Like, the grips have a seam in them. Like, on the thumbsticks, like, there was a seam line that goes around that... It gives it that rubbery texture over, but the seam starts to peel away.
I think that's what's happening on my white controller.
Oh.
On my Destiny. Oh, maybe. I bought the Destiny PS4. Yeah. But my 20th anniversary controller is fine.
Yeah.
Still.
Like one.
Fuck, that controller is so cool.
Like one of them. I know one of them, yeah. They changed it, so.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping like there's another small thing like that they add. Like maybe. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
We'll see.
Anything.
Yeah, I just really... So does PlayStation 4 have the thing where, like on the Xbox controllers, where I can load my profile to my controller?
No.
See? I wish I had that. Like, that's such a cool thing on the Xbox One. When we were playing Halo Anniversary Edition, and all I had to do was bring over my controller.
And it just syncs?
And everything was synced. And I was like, that's sick.
Uh-huh. They stole that idea, I think, from the Dreamcast.
Oh, VMUs?
Yep.
VMU?
Only they're like, fuck the VMU. Just put it in the controller.
Put it in the controller.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that the Xbox, original Xbox, had memory cards, too.
Yep.
I was like, man.
It was because not all of them had hard drives.
Oh.
Or, like, big enough hard drives.
Okay.
Like, yeah. The other thing, too, is with this controller is I think they also announced a USB dongle for it.
Yes. Yes, they did.
So you can play on your PC.
Awesome. Yeah, I don't know. I felt like if I were to get, like, a new PC, like a baller-ass gaming PC,
yeah.
I would shell out the money for that Elite controller.
I would do.
Yeah.
I would do.
Like, if I'm already spending 2 Gs on the computer, what's, like, what's another 180?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that controller looks dope.
Yeah. But, I mean, at least this way, now you have your choice. Like, if you like the PlayStation controller over the Xbox, exactly. At least you have your choice. I've always preferred the Xbox controller. Yeah. I just have no excuse to use
Question for you. Does it work on a Mac?
Yes.
Dongle?
Yep.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yep.
I know the Xbox One controllers work, too.
Oh, okay.
So, not that you could play games on your Mac, but whatever.
I think I might start Undertale, but I don't know if I want to play it with a controller or with a keyboard.
I want to play it, too, but it's on PC.
Is it only PC? No Mac version?
No, there's a Mac version, but to me, it's all the same.
Oh, okay.
Like, I just don't like... I don't know why. Like, the idea of playing video games on my laptop...
Mm-hmm.
Just doesn't click with me.
I usually...
We're here for what?
What the fuck? You can't just do that.
Sure I can. I like how I almost got it by you, but then you stop mid-sentence to realize what happened. I don't like playing video games on the personal computer.
Okay, I should... Okay. I usually just hook my...
Yeah?
Laptop.
Yeah?
Up to my TV and play it that way.
That requires me to buy a very expensive cable.
An HDMI cable?
No.
Oh, you need the adapter.
First of all, I need a Thunderbolt to HDMI. Oh,
gross.
Yeah.
That's, yeah,
and, okay. And Apple proprietary things are stupid.
Yeah, that's stupid.
It's like, I checked one time. It's about $50.
Ugh.
I could probably just buy a knockoff one somewhere, but...
My dad had to get a mini HDMI to regular HDMI adapter, and that was only, like, $25.
Yeah. The other problem, like, I like that idea, but I don't think my MacBook has the power to run a higher res okay. and the game, like, as a second screen.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, that's fair. But yeah, so new controllers, new system, like, kind of not a surprise because slims always happen.
Yep.
About
2 years after the initial launch.
Yeah.
That's here.
And, like, I don't know, my PS4 right now, like, I don't think is that big. It's, like, not super cumbersome or anything.
No.
But we'll see. I don't know, like, I kind of want it just to have it.
Yeah.
This is, like, I could have more room on my shelf. The other thing was that PlayStation Plus...
Yeah.
The required membership, if you want
that to that wonderful online, service.
Is getting a price hike. What?
Oh, okay.
If you live in America, it's going up $10.
Yep.
If you live in Canada,
mm-hmm.
Canada, it's going up $20.
Yep.
It's now $79.99 a year?
Yep.
It's fucked up, man.
I mean, sure.
I do get a lot of good free games from PSN Plus.
I guess.
But, yeah, that's a part, man. I don't know when my thing renews. That's the only thing. So, like, I want, like, part of me just wants to go out and find prepaid cards and just stock up for, like, the next 5 years.
I think, like, you know what? It's a price increase. It's a reflection of the market, and they gotta roll with the times.
It's a reflection of the economy.
You know? I totally get that. At the same time, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I also wish that they... said why. Like, because in their release, it was just like, business reasons. But that could mean anything. That could be like, I want a new yacht. Like,
you know, they probably just looked across the pond and they were like, that Microsoft, they're charging $60. Why are we charging 50?
Yeah. And pretty much, I don't know, like, that sucks, but.
I mean, in 5 years, I have no doubt it'll be like $100.
Yeah. That's when my prepaid cards will really come in handy.
Yeah, I mean, this is... Everything's going up in price. Everything. Yeah. That's just life.
Inflation!
Yeah.
Dollar stores don't actually sell things worth a dollar anymore.
Exactly. But they can't call them $2 stores, or else you wouldn't walk in.
They call them Dollarama, Dollar Plus.
Or Dollar and Up?
Yeah, Dollar and Up.
Damn.
Sign of the times.
Yeah. That's a bum.
That's it. That's all my... It's That's it. That was the only new story I found
interesting. Oh, well, I got one more PlayStation story for you.
All right.
So, they're actually... They did add something for PlayStation Plus.
Okay.
All right? They didn't put in their press release, but it rolled out around the same time. PlayStation Network now has two-step verification for your security.
Boom! Baller! I'm down. I'm a big fan of the two-step.
So am I. Because if you have one step, you get hacked.
Yeah.
Like I experienced.
Oh, yeah. If only you had that sooner.
Yeah, man. If only. Maybe maybe that's why they were so, like...
Forgiving?
Yeah, they're like, fuck. Yeah, we're gonna... If you were only hacked, like, a month later...
Yeah. We would have been... Oh.
But this one's kind of on us, so here's your money back.
Yeah, I use two-step verification for Battle.net. I use two-step...
For everything.
For Steam. Yeah. For my Final Fantasy 14 account, which I barely play.
Yeah. I know Instagram has two-step, because I always get emails saying someone's trying to access my account.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because there's this one little shitty kid who wants my name.
Why?
I don't know. He's like, I'm an up-and-coming DJ! I need the name VNC! I'm like, no.
No!
It's mine.
Bye.
I signed up for Instagram when it launched. Well, you all are on Instamatic, or Hipstamatic.
Hipstamatic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you remember that?
No! I don't even know what that is! You're just saying words.
Okay. I'm gonna... Let's throw it way back.
The Wayback Machine?
Holy, it's this is almost like 10 years ago now that I think about it.
Okay.
Because the iPhone launched, what, 2006? 7?
Sure, man. Whatevs. Okay. The only Mac product I own is an iPod Classic, and I didn't buy it.
Okay. We'll say 2008. The App Store launch when, you know, the big app rage. People were like, ooh, I'm gonna buy my apps.
Ooh, apps.
So two launched at the same time, and they were both photo filter ones. One was Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
That launched second. The first one was Hipstamatic. But they were all, and they both went for the same sort of idea, like, take your photos and make them all look like Polaroids with some fancy filters.
Yeah.
Hipstamatic was more popular, but Hipstamatic also cost $1. And then when Instagram launched a month later, they're like, we're the same shit, only free.
Hipstamatic's like, damn.
Yeah.
Shit.
Hipstamatic continued to be the better product, but the thing is, it wasn't free.
Well, it's better because they have that revenue, right?
And then after about, like, 3 months or so, like, it was over. Instagram took over. Everyone has an Instagram account. That's when I signed up. I got the name. So sorry, little buddy. It's mine.
Bye-bye. but, okay, yeah, finally. Oh, also, PlayStation Network. It's getting folders. Yes! Folders! I can finally organize my library.
You mean the PS4 OS?
PS4 OS is finally getting folders.
Okay. I mean...
This is a boring week.
I don't know if folders are really going to change
my change outlook. The game, homie. You don't even understand how much of a mess my library is
right what now. If I told you you can only access the folders once you go all the way scrolling to the end into library?
That's more shitty.
Like, because what if they keep the main system OS the same? Like, your most recent 10 games are here.
Yeah.
And you want everything else? Go to the library and then go to the folders.
No, that's dumb.
Yeah. Like, I don't know how that rolls, but
I still think that XMB is the best system OS. Cross media bar.
It's certainly one of the most functional.
I just wish I could have made custom folders.
It's certainly one of the most functional. I won't say it's the best, but it's super functional.
It's my favorite.
It is like the most logical approach, yeah, I would say.
It's the best.
It's like, I don't even know if it's the most logical. It's just like, we have no soul.
Yeah.
You need to organize your files.
Yeah, that's what I want.
It's like when you go on your PC and you open up a window and you're like, I'm going to drag and drop for days.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it's like. Okay, my picks are here.
All right, go for it.
We're gonna go across to the other competition. Go to Microsoft because Microsoft announced a new product. A product I'm very excited about.
The Zune,
Xbox One Z.
What?
One Z.
Is the Xbox One Z?
The Xbox One Z.
Oh my god!
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, now you can game and lounge in Microsoft style. You can buy a onesie with Xbox logos adorned all over. It comes in black, comes in white. It's gonna...
Can I, like I can custom color my controllers, can I custom color my Xbox
onesie? I don't think so. I do not think so.
That's lame.
But it's an adult-sized onesie.
Okay. Am I too old for onesies? Do you get onesies?
I don't get onesies.
I literally...
Wait, what do you mean, like, get, do I buy or do I understand the appeal?
No, like, do you understand the appeal?
Oh, I've never been a fan.
Like, I don't get the appeal of a onesie.
I totally understand, like, it's a very simple clothing getup. Like, you don't have to worry about pants and a shirt. It's just a one-piece unit.
Yeah.
It's got a butt flap.
Ew. Is that, like, when the Slanket came out?
I don't know,
or the man. Snuggie?
Sure.
You used a blanket with sleeve holes?
Maybe. But, yeah, I got nothing.
I don't get onesies. Like, cool. Get at it,
homie. I think, like, onesies can be super fun.
I just feel like I would be... Just feel dirty.
Why? It's clean. Aren't you clean?
Maybe.
If you have to question your cleanliness, then maybe a onesie.
Like, I don't know. Like, wearing me... So, you bought me those sweatpants, like, last year.
Yeah.
Right, for my birthday, because I never owned a pair of sweatpants.
Yeah.
And... If I wear those, like, if I wear them inside, like, I didn't go outside, I'm not working out, I'm not getting sweaty in them, but then I wear them the next day, they still feel dirty to me.
Mm.
And I'm like, I'm wearing these more than once, I should put these in the laundry.
So then why do you have to wear your onesie more than once?
I just, like, a onesie seems like something you would wear on multiple days. And
nah, onesie's kind of like the thing, like, you bring it out at Christmas time, it's like, yo, we're all gonna have a fun sleepover, let's put on our onesies. And that's it. We're done.
Okay.
At least that's what I've understood from when girls do it.
Okay,
I'm not saying that, like, I've invited a bunch of dudes over who wore onesies and said, Yo,
bro, you wanna play some COD? Bring in the onesie. Yo,
bro, pillow fight?
Bring in the onesie. Can we have an all bro onesie cast?
We can do that around Christmas.
We can go
with the eggnog.
Yeah, let's go to Value Village, do a video, get some.
Okay, that's kinda dirty, but okay.
We'll wash the mat beforehand.
Yeah, but you don't know what's happening in those onesies.
True.
Right.
True facts.
You do not know.
True facts. Like, how these onesies has been tainted.
Yeah. What is the story of this onesie? How did it end up
in the Value Village? Some guy's like, I can't have this anymore after what I did.
That's why, man. You don't just give onesies away to people. Like, you gotta get rid of them for a reason.
Okay.
All right. My second pick is Dragon Ball related.
Z?
Super. Regular.
Super.
Super.
It's all about that Dark Goku.
Black Goku.
Same thing.
Whoa.
Say an American Goku. That's what we're talking about here.
Can you list for me, Anthony, all the different forms of Super Saiyan?
Super Saiyan?
First of all, do you say Super Saiyan?
Super Saiyan.
What do you say, Super Saiyan?
Super Saiyan.
Okay.
I'm just saying. That's how the joke works.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Okay.
There's one.
Okay.
There's two.
Yep.
There's three.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going canon or non-canon?
Are you saying GT's not canon anymore?
I don't know. Is it canon?
It's technically still canon.
It's technically still canon? Yeah. So four?
Yeah.
God?
Mm-hmm.
Super God?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, what color is Super God?
Isn't that blue?
Yep.
Do the twin transformations count as something different?
No, that's just fusion.
Does turning into an actual monkey count?
No, that's not Super Saiyan, that's Monkey Morph.
Monkey Morph?
Yeah.
It's all Monkey Morph. That's like, yeah, one of four, two gods,
yeah,
and a monkey.
Hey, that's my good. New sitcom. Good, good. There's one more. Black Goku, as you hinted at, has a Super Saiyan form.
Okay.
But he doesn't have any of the ones you mentioned. I'm gonna show you. You ready? Right. You ready?
Okay. Please tell me he's a monkey.
No. He is Super Saiyan Rose.
Is his hair just pink?
Yeah. It's straight up pink.
Weird.
It's straight up pink. The Dragon Ball community is in shambles right now. They don't know what to do themselves. It's a game. It's the first time they've changed the game in years.
They added a power level. This is like, it's nothing new, but like, I don't know why they're in shambles.
No, Black Goku is the ultimate villain that I can recall. Like, he does some shit. So, wait, do you know the story of Black Goku?
No.
I'm gonna fill you in.
Alright, fill me in.
Remember Future Trunks?
Yeah.
Remember how they saved the day and he went back to his place?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he went back. And then someone started terrorizing his world again.
Okay.
And it looked like this dude named Goku.
Yeah.
But it wasn't Goku. It was just Black Goku.
Yeah.
And he's just... And he cut the world in half and he killed half the people.
Whoa! How'd he cut the world in half?
Because he's just that strong.
Cool.
And then Bulma was like, okay, we gotta go back and warn the Z Fighters. And so they build another time machine, and just before Trunks can go back, Black Goku comes and kills Bulma.
Cool!
Yeah, and then Trunks escapes, but Black Goku's like, what the fuck? And so he's like, whatever, I have so much power, I will black hole myself to the past. And he does it.
That's stupid. Alright. Okay.
And then when he realizes what he's done, he's like, I can time travel willingly.
That seems broken.
Very broken. He's also way stronger than everybody else. But then Goku and Vegeta do blueberry mode, and they're like, all right, it's
we gods, homie.
We gods. And they're like, ooh, we're on even fighting level with Goku or Black Goku. And Black Goku's like, okay, let's go. Rose form.
Now the guns are coming in.
Yeah, Rose form. So the rumor is Goku and Vegeta are going to have to fuse one more time and go blueberry Gogeta.
Or Vegito. Which one?
Who's going to have control? It's Gogeta, because Vegito can only be done with the earrings.
Oh, is it only with the earrings?
And Vegito can't separate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the only reason he separates is because they went inside Boo.
Because bullshit?
Yeah, and they're like, Majin bullshit!
Majin magic!
Yeah, so that happened.
Whatever, my favorite was Majin Vegeta.
He was the best character.
When he just shot a laser into the crowd, and you're like,
he's evil again! Oh, but that fight was so bullshit. Because Goku's like, I actually didn't use my full power. And Vegeta's like, what?
Here's the secret. All the fights in Dragon Ball are bullshit.
Yeah, but that was the ultimate like confirmation that Vegeta is always going to be number two.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, man. He's got that M on his head.
Majin power.
It doesn't say L. Okay. It says M.
It's upside down for winner.
Exactly. Goku doesn't have that on his head. All right.
But that sounds nuts. Like, every single time someone talks to me about Super Dragon Ball, like, I feel like I should watch it.
I'm not watching it at all. All this information is from Osmosis because everybody's watching it.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah. It just happens.
All right.
But,
But you know you should be watching.
Not JoJo!
JoJo Part 4!
So you've been watching that now with your friend, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We've been watching JoJo.
And how's she taken to it?
So far, she likes it.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you starting from the beginning?
We're starting from the very beginning.
Wow, okay.
So yeah, I told her that like these original stories were made in like the late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah.
So if there's any like really trope-tastic story stuff, like that's why. But so far she seemed to be liking it. She liked, I think she really likes...
Dio?
No. Oh. She fucking hates Dio.
But he's the best, my right?
God.
But isn't he the best?
He's the best villain.
Okay.
Like, but he's a bad person. He's a bad dude.
Whew. Update me when she starts to regret this decision.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I'll do that.
All right. What else have you been doing in your week?
JoJo Part 4!
Oh, no! No.
In my week, I started and then finished Tales from the Borderlands.
Was it good, or was it one of those where, like, I have time to play video games?
I had time to play video games, and also it was good.
Okay.
So Tales from the Borderlands, it's a Tales game, like The Walking Dead, that kind of stuff.
Fables. Oh, shoot. When you say a Tales game...
Oh, you thought it was, like, Tales of Vesteria, yeah. Whatever? Yeah. Okay, no.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's, what's that company?
It's,
Telltale.
There you go.
It's a Telltale game.
There you go.
So Tales from the Borderlands, it is a Telltale adventure game, take place in the Borderlands universe. And you take place as your characters are Reese, who works for Hyperion up on the moon. He works for the gun company, and he is on his way to a promotion. And then one of his rivals steals his promotion by killing the boss and just putting himself in power. And then you play as another girl named Fi, who is a orphan. And she's also a pickpocket, pretty much. She's a con man.
Isn't she the Master Sword?
No. She is the Master Sword. Yeah, yeah, yeah. A different game, different universe, okay. Different universe. Alternate dimensions.
All right.
She's a con artist, and she's trying to do one big con. And with that con, Reese and Fee's paths collide. And they are on an adventure to... stop great evil and find a vault, like in pure Borderlands fashion. But the thing is that because you strip away all the gameplay from Borderlands, you can really focus on the writing and you can really focus on the world that it's in. This game is freaking hilarious. I laughed out loud like more than once by myself per episode.
Yeah.
There's a lot of great jokes. They use the, you know, the prompt where it's like, so-and-so will remember that.
Yeah.
They use that for jokes.
Oh, really?
So one of the options is, like, someone's yelling at you, and you have a option to be silent, say one of two things, or just slap them in the face. And if you slap them in the face, the thing says, her face will remember this. Right? And they just have, like, really clever jokes like that. They use the systems of Telltale games to further their humor within the universe, and it makes sense because Borderlands is always that universe where it's, like, are we breaking the fourth wall? Are we not? Like, we understand that we're ridiculous, but we're never actually talking to the player. And that kind of stuff, right? It's freaking hilarious. They bring back characters from Borderlands 1 and 2. They use them for different scenarios. It still has the Tails problem of, like, you kind of know that your choices are just being funneled into a certain way. And there are some... choices that will make a dramatic, will make seemingly a dramatic difference, but you know in the end there is a through line that they have in their head, and it doesn't really matter what you pick.
Mm-hmm.
But the ride was fun. I finished it in 2 days. All five episodes.
I only have one question.
Yeah.
Better or worse than Life is Strange?
Ooh.
Because for me, Life is Strange is, like, the best version of that style of game, despite its problems.
So this, I would say this is a close second.
Oh, okay.
This is the best Telltale game I've played, just hands down, like, better than The Walking Dead, better than that stuff.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, man, Life is Strange is something special. The way they use time travel in that game. So, like, that's the difference, whereas the Telltale game, Tales of the Borderlands, it's really obvious to see where your choices don't matter.
Yeah.
And also, there's not that much gameplay. You're not walking around anywhere. You're not...
You're not solving puzzles?
No.
Okay.
You're not solving puzzles. You're barely doing much, right? You're picking prompts, watching cutscenes, picking prompts.
Okay.
Whereas in Life is Strange, like, there is some gameplay where it's like, I better figure out how to save this girl or else something bad is going to happen.
Yeah.
And if you don't use your time powers appropriately, it's not just the choices you've made that determine that outcome, it is also the way you've played. So it gives you, like, a sense of urgency throughout really dramatic sequences. And I think Life is Strange is kind of like the pinnacle for choose your own adventure games.
Okay.
But I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed it so much that I bought the Handsome Collection.
Oh, wow.
On PS4.
The boxed.
The one that comes, yeah, the one that comes with
all of them.
Oh, it comes with two of them. It comes with Borderlands.
Oh, it doesn't come with the first one.
No, it doesn't come with one. It comes with a remastered version of two and the pre-sequel.
Is the pre-sequel a PS4 game or?
It's a PS3 game, but they remastered for PS4. How that works? Yeah, you just pick it. You can actually bring your saves from the PS3 to your PS4, so I can replay my old Borderlands 2 character.
I didn't realize you played the pre-sequel.
I haven't played the pre-sequel. Oh. That's why I got it.
Okay.
So it was on clearance at Best Buy. And I was like, I was in Best Buy and I was like, oh, hey, it's on clearance. Like, I'll just buy it. Like, whatever.
Okay.
Also was on clearance was Zero Suit Samus Amiibo.
And?
So I bought it.
Good. Yeah. I approve.
It's $9.
That was clearance?
Yeah.
Isn't that thing usually like 12?
It's 15 usually.
Whoa, are they really that? Okay.
Yeah, it was, I think it was $9.
Whatever.
After tax, it was like 11 something.
I'm into it. Yeah. Cool.
But yeah, I did that. The other thing I did is for the I finally watched a Miyazaki movie, which I have not watched before, which is Howl's Moving Castle.
Howl's Moving Castle? Is that like that Yu-Gi-Oh card?
What? Harpy's Feather Duster?
No. There's one that Bandit Keith plays where there's a castle in the sky.
With a clock on it?
Yeah.
And it has super high defense?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
So Howl's Moving Castle is an old Ghibli movie. People have always told me to watch it. It's usually women who tell me to watch it. They're like, you have to watch the show.
You know what? I actually feel like I only get recommendations of Studio Ghibli stuff from women.
Really?
I don't. Okay. Guys never tell me to watch.
Okay. I got some stuff from girls, but like this one is like, you have to watch Howl's Moving Castle, but it's exclusively from women telling me that. And so, yeah, there was a thing in Toronto. There was some lady who ran an anime club somewhere, and she wanted to have an anime night.
Nice.
And so she set up an event with this theater where she would, they all got the rights and they showed subbed versions of Ghibli movies.
Cool.
So I think Friday was Princess Mononoke.
Oh, wow.
Saturday, which was the one I went to, was Howl's Moving Castle. And Sunday was Spirited Away.
A classic.
Yeah, that one's really good. So Howl's Moving Castle takes place. There is a girl named Sophie. She is a very simple girl, very plain Jane. She works in a hat store. She makes hats. And she lives in a world of magic. Like, magic exists within this world.
Okay.
And within this world, there are wizards and witches, and they are very sought after for their powers because they're magic. The one thing is, though, that apparently there is a wizard called Howl, and he has a moving castle which travels across the land.
Wow, and the title is really that literal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, he has a castle that walks.
Oh.
It just literally moves.
Wow.
Yeah. And he is apparently, like, rumored to be the most evil of wizards. Like, he steals young girls' hearts and stuff.
So he's like the Wizard of Oz.
Kinda. And by sheer happenstance, our plain Jane Sophie gets to interact with the beautiful wizard Howl. And from there, Howl seems to take a liking to her, but like the event was too short for it to thing. And there's another witch called the Witch of the Wastes, who's very jealous of Sophie now.
The Witch of the Waste?
Yeah, the Wastes.
Oh.
Who is very jealous of Sophie now. She's kind of this overweight witch. And because she wants Howl's heart, like she wants to be Howl's lover, right? And so she places a curse on Sophie, which turns her instantly old.
Oh.
Like an 80-year-old lady. Oh. And the other caveat of this curse is that she cannot tell anybody of the spell she is under or who placed her under it. She can say that her name is Sophie, like she used to work at a head shop and stuff like that. But she cannot be like, the Witch of the Wastes put me under the spell and I'm actually 20, but now I'm 80.
Okay.
Right? She can't actually say that. So she figures out, she's like, well, I'm 80. This girl has, like, mad determination. Like, that spell did not faze her at all. The next morning, she's like, well, I gotta fix it. So she just, as her 80-year-old self, she goes on an adventure to find the moving castle because it was near her town. And with the help of some friends, she gets in there, and then it's an adventure with Howl and Sophie, and she slowly falls in love with him and vice versa, but Howl has a dark past. It's like, at its base, it is very cookie cutter romantic type movie.
Sure.
Like, I'm playing Jane. Here is this guy who is everything I've ever dreamed of. Powerful, beautiful, yeah. Maybe even rich. And I'm just some nobody who's never been beautiful ever. That's literally a line she says, is I've never been beautiful, right? And then their romantic love story through adventure and sheer love will carry them through the day.
Cute.
Right? I really enjoyed watching the movie, but after I was done it, I was like thinking of all the stuff, like all the stuff that happened in that movie. There is a lot of situations where even though Sophie can't tell Howell, where it's like, hey man, I'm like, this biatch put a spell on me, right? She can't say that. She could have just been like, hey, remember me from the hat shop and you carried me? That's me. I have a spell. Like,
that's the problem, like, with these type of scenarios where it's like, well, couldn't she just write it?
Yeah.
Like a sentence?
Yeah.
But then if you start asking those questions, the movie falls apart, right?
So, go back to JoJo. JoJo had that rule. And they covered every base.
Oh, really?
It's really cool how they covered those bases. But yeah, so like there's a couple parts where I'm just like, just talk around it. Talk around the spell. Just be like, hey, Howell, I'm Sophie.
Yeah.
Remember the girl from the hat shop? That's me.
Yeah, definitely. Like one of the anime I'm watching right now, ReZero, has this exact problem.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's kind of annoying. Like he has a curse that's placed upon him.
Yeah.
But every time he goes to tell somebody, like... the curse is like an evil spirit that comes out of his heart and threatens to kill him.
Yeah.
But it's like, why don't you just write a message?
Yeah. The thing I really did enjoy, barring like some of the weird plot holes, is like just the way they portray magic in that world. It is very whimsical. Like every single piece of magic is unique in its own way. Like I don't really remember seeing it even in other Ghibli movies. The way they mix technology with magic and that kind of stuff. Certain transformations that are supposed to be grotesque are actually grotesque, and they don't really shy away from that stuff. And it's a sight to behold, that movie. It's old, but like beautiful hand-drawn animation will last forever.
Yeah
So I do recommend it. Like, if you do, like, kind of, like that cheesy romantic stuff, but really just some of the plot holes and, like, the frustration of being like, just do this, like, it's so simple, really got to me.
Yeah. One of these days, I should just watch all the Ghibli movies.
That's an undertaking.
Or at least make a list of, like, the top five.
The classics?
Yeah, because, like, I think I've only ever watched
they still Spirited Away. Really? Well, you said you didn't even finish Spirited Away.
You're right.
So I would start with Spirited Away, unless, like, I don't know, that one's my favorite one. So
it wasn't due through lack of interest, it was just like, or like because I didn't think it was cool, just one of those things.
Okay. I would be totally down. Hill Review Club, let's watch all the movies. I don't know. I would have to say this is probably my second least favorite Ghibli movie.
What was your least favorite?
Pompoko.
Oh, that one.
Pompoko is about a bunch of tanukis who have their sacred land being built on.
I know this.
And they just have a bunch of hanging testicles and they transform. Okay, so like, I was watching that movie. It felt like 2 hours. Only 45 minutes has passed. That's how bad I thought that movie was. I was like, this movie is terrible.
Well,
hated Pompoko. It was garbage. But overall, yeah, like, Howl's Moving Castle was okay.
Okay.
Over the years of hype, maybe that even hurt it a bit, but...
Would Jessica like it?
Jessica really liked it.
Yeah. Had she seen it before?
No.
Oh, okay.
So I don't think she's seen any Ghibli movies.
Oh, really?
Pretty much I told her, like, yo, it's Japanese Disney. And she's like, I'm down. Because she loves Disney, so.
Cool.
Yeah, and then the last thing we did all as a unit, me, you, and TJ, we built Gundams.
We did!
We built Gunplas.
Yeah, you guys came over.
I built a Master Grade RX-78 version 3.0.
Yep.
We built for 7 hours straight.
Yep.
Built half a Gundam in 7 hours.
I would say you built less than half.
45% of
because a Gundam. You still got the legs. Yeah. I would say the legs on their own is a significant amount.
The legs are so complex.
You still have the waist.
Still have the waist.
Like the dick piece, the crotch piece, the belt.
Yeah, I do.
And you still got the weapons.
Oh, the weapons are just a pain in the butt.
Yes, they are.
So, yeah, I built, like, 40% of a Gundam.
Yeah.
I've made so many mistakes.
Yep.
Just, like, having, like, oh, I didn't put this part in tight enough 3 steps ago.
Yep.
So now this 4th step won't fit properly. So now I have to take everything off, fix it, put it back on. I just made a lot of those mistakes. Yep. But, man, I really like building Gundams. They're fun. Like,
I think it's a fun thing to do.
It's a... I don't want to say it's a time killer.
I mean, it's like a, I know what you're trying to get at.
It's not. I don't want to portray it in a negative light. That's the thing. I don't want to say I'm killing time.
Yeah.
But I really enjoy like just.
Are sitting you saying down. It's a great way to pass the time? Yeah, like any good hobby.
Yeah, it's a great way to pass the time. Like I could just like we listen to music mostly.
Yeah.
I force you to listen to all my music.
It's just fun.
It's just fun. Yeah, I could just imagine like. I just want like my own like hobby table at my house with like a lamp and just like put on a podcast, put on an audiobook and just kind of chill. I do it,
yeah.
Maybe look out a window. That'd be nice.
You don't need windows.
Build in the park.
That's dangerous.
Gunsla in the park.
And the minute you bring a hobby knife to the park, some parents are going to call and be like,
this man brought a desk and a cutting board and plastic robots. But no, I really enjoyed it. Like that kit is hard though.
Mm.
There is a lot of parts in this kit where it's pretty much like do this. Yeah, but nothing snaps into each other. Just do it. Trust the instructions. There's a lot of parts where it's just like, okay, this like little hinge goes through a hole. It's like, okay, well I put it through the hole and then you let go of the hinge and the hinge just falls down again.
Yeah.
But you're just supposed to leave it there. Until 4 steps down the road, there is something that holds everything in place.
Yeah.
Right? And so I got really confused, and I took a lot of time at that those kind of areas.
Yeah.
Where I'm just like, I don't know what to do here because this piece doesn't hold.
Yeah.
But little did I know it's not supposed to.
Yeah, I think this is one of those things that, like, you generally gain with experience. Like, for me, when that kind of stuff happens, I kind of, like, don't worry about it just because I'm... Before, like, when I open up the book, generally, when I see step 1, I also read up to step 5.
Oh, okay.
And I just see ahead, so I know what I'm... Like, when it says to build the head, I quickly skim through the whole thing.
Okay.
Like, just the headpiece, just so I know what I should be... What it's going to look like.
Okay.
Certain things to watch out for. It only takes a couple seconds, but, like, it's just so you have that knowledge of what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I really like building Gundams. It was fun.
It was.
You built the real grade Sinanju.
The real grade Sinanju.
Thing's huge.
Yeah, it's piloted by Full Frontal.
Sure.
Yeah. I know, it was a. It's an interesting kit. It's really interesting.
You didn't have to paint it.
No, that's the wickedest thing about this kit. You saw the plastic, it's extra glossy.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes with, like, this gold stuff, too. And it looks really nice when you put it all together. It was one of the few kits where it's just like, this is the type of thing I would recommend to, like, everybody if they just want to build.
Uh-huh.
And kind of just stop there.
Okay, yeah.
You know, like, they don't feel like they want to paint. They could put the stickers on, but, like, you just want to build something and be like, that looks sick. I'm going to put it on a shelf.
Yeah, like, right now I'm looking at my Stray Red frame.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that looks cool, but it, like, it could be cooler.
Yeah.
Whereas when I look at that Real Grade Sinanju, I'm like, no, that just looks super dope out the box. Like, yeah. I don't need to do shit to this.
I kind of wish more Gundams do that.
Yeah.
But that kind of finish does cost a bit more.
Okay. So I assume this kit was more expensive than regular Real Grades?
Well, yeah, I guess. Like, the kit TJ bought, that Real Grade, is 3,000 yen.
Yeah.
Mine is 3,800.
Oh, okay.
That's so, I mean, like, bad. It's not that much more expensive, but it is up into that price point now where it's like, for the same money, you can get a small master grade.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, my master grade was 70, 80 bucks, right?
Yeah. So. Like, looking up here on the wall, see the build strike?
Yeah.
Like, that's about 4,000.
Oh, okay.
Right? So it's like...
It depends on what you're going
like,
for.
Yeah, what you want. Like, if you want a smaller kit with a nicer finish, or do you want the big... Everybody, what I've come to realize is a lot of people... Like master grades, not because of the complexity, but because you end up with a big robot.
Yeah.
Right.
Also, you with master grades, like even more, a lot, obviously more so than high grades.
Yeah.
You get a better poseable robot. Like if I want to do cool shit,
yeah.
I feel like I can do more cool stuff with a master grade or a real grade because of the complexity within the limbs.
Definitely.
Rather than like here's just a hinge on a kneecap for high grade.
For sure. For sure. Yeah, but I made a video of our event.
Yep.
It's on my YouTube channel.
Uh-huh.
You can check it out there. We built some Gundams.
We
got some pizza.
We did get pizza.
And then I finished my Gundam.
Yeah, you specifically finished your Gundam.
Yep. And then I licked it and called it a day.
That's gross.
That's how I finish all my builds.
It's gross.
I lick it.
Ew.
So now that you know, if you ever...
What's your score on mouth feel for
well, Gundams? I don't put it in my mouth. I can tell you tongue feel.
So what's though. Tongue feel?
Well, the thing about that glossy finish is that my tongue ended up sliding across it a lot faster than I was used to.
Okay. Gross. You want some friction on that lick.
Yeah, you know, but it was kind of nice, though. It was like, ooh, this is really... It felt like glass, but... Nah.
Gross.
My week hasn't really been too interesting. I tried the Titanfall 2 beta again to see what their changes were.
And they were?
I couldn't really tell.
Okay.
I couldn't really tell, but maybe it's because I'm not deep into it. Right. Maybe it's something they will change for final. I tried Hatsune Miku Project Diva X.
So did I.
That's a game.
The game's not good.
That's a game.
Those aren't good rhythm games.
No, that's a game. Yeah, and then that's really it. Overwatch and riding my bike are generally what I do. And Overwatch is still great. So is riding my bike.
I want to believe you.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't.
Have you seen these tan lines?
Listen, I've seen your tricolor tan lines.
Yeah, man.
I'm talking more about Overwatch.
Overwatch is great.
It's okay.
Listen, I will totally admit that not having ranked mode has put a bit of a damper on fun. It is definitely one of those... Fuck. But it's so easy to rank up. Like,
wait.
To get loot boxes, I mean.
Oh, okay.
Because, like, the matches, they last 7 minutes.
It's either, like, we shit on them or they shit on us.
Yeah, and it's so quick, and it's only, like, one round, and then you get 3,000 XP.
Okay.
Versus when it was ranked, it's like, best 3 out of 5 for 3,500 XP.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't wait for Season 2. A week away now.
Have you pretty much unlocked everything you've wanted to unlock in that game?
No.
Really?
No. I don't have the Mercy skins I want.
Okay.
Like the I really want the Valkyrie skin.
Mm-hmm. We have the Imp skin. That one's good.
Yeah, but I'd rather have the Valkyrie one. Okay. I don't have D.Va's. I don't have B.Va.
B.Va?
Yeah, I don't have B.Va.
I thought you wanted Steampunk.
I have both of them.
Wow.
But now I'm a B.Va. Okay? Like, jeez.
You don't have your animated sprays?
No, because I'm not top 500.
Oh,
no. There's a lot of things I want, like a lot of small things. I go through the character list and I'm like, oh, there's a lot of cool stuff here. Like, I really want the Ana from Pre.
Oh, young Ana?
Yeah. I have a white Ana, like with the hood off, white hair.
Do you want to build a snowman Ana? Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one I have.
That's the one.
Yeah. I still don't have the Pharah that looks like a Gundam that's green.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, there's a lot of things I still want, and I realize I could play this game for a very long time.
You do that.
I will. Anthony, I'm thinking, like, this holiday season, I might not buy a video game.
That's crazy, because you still haven't played Uncharted 4.
I haven't played Uncharted 4, Anthony.
And you love Uncharted.
I'm going to ask Santa.
For Uncharted 4?
Yeah. I'm going to be like, Santa, it's on sale now. Get it for me.
Please tell me.
$20.
20? It's not going to go to 20. It might go to 50.
It's at 40.
No, it's not. What? Is that 40 now?
On Amazon, it's on 40.
Oh.
You could have bought the limited edition for 60 on Amazon.
Oh, I should price match.
Yep. It's getting there. Like, okay. It's
almost a year old now, yeah.
Is it?
Well, it came out at the beginning of the year.
Like March?
I want to say like Q2.
Oh, yeah, like April?
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah.
So, like, if Fallout 4 is already dipping, like, that should have been dipping.
Fallout 4 was, like, $20.
Was it?
Yeah, and I missed it, and I should have bought it.
Oh, that sucks.
But then I was too busy playing Overwatch, so I guess that's a...
That's fair.
Yeah.
Sign.
Yeah. That's why I missed it. Yeah. I think that's it for us.
Is it?
I think so. Like, there's nothing really else we're going to talk about next week
on the agenda. This week was a little light.
Yeah, next week, nothing really to talk about, but we will be having a change with the scheduling.
Yes, we will.
So
I'm in school.
Yeah, usually we record Sunday nights, and then I usually try to get up by Monday, sometimes Friday.
Sometimes Friday.
Yeah. But we're going to go move to a Tuesday night recording schedule.
Yeah.
So you could expect it Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that big of a change.
Just to let you know.
Yeah. But yeah. Changes here at the studio. Renovating.
Moving on up.
Actually.
To the east side.
I'm actually just thinking about it right now, because I know this basement... Well, actually, they're not going to do this room. Sorry. Never mind.
Wait, what? Are you painting in here?
Like... No, but you know how, like, in this basement, this room is done?
Yeah.
And the other side is not?
Yeah.
I think we're going to get, like...
You're going to get a finished basement?
Yeah.
Ooh.
So, like, I was just trying to think if we're going to be able to record here still. And I think we should be fine.
My house is always available.
Yeah, no, it should be fine. But yeah. Hmm. There you go.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
And then I'm going to set up some stuff in the other room.
You mean sound bathroom?
No.
Are we going to get some egg cartons up in this bitch, tape them to the wall?
No, man, I'm going to put up a turbo trainer, connect my bike to it, and then race people across the world.
Turbo trainer? What's a turbo trainer?
It's like this giant... No, it's like a... Think of it just a giant spinning device.
Okay.
That you connect your... It replaces the back wheel on your bike, okay, basically. And then it connects your computer.
All right.
And it simulates real road conditions. Like, it'll put up a certain amount of resistance depending on the course you pick.
Okay.
You connect to the computer, it gives you a course, you race people across the world. It's like...
Weird!
It's like... It's weird. It's like, you're on your real bike... But we're going to turn into a video game.
Wait, so do you have to, like, tilt to turn still, or...?
No. So it does all the turning for you. All it really tries to do is measure...
Your sprinting capability? Like...
Yeah, or your endurance. It's basically sitting on a bike at the gym. The only difference is you're on your real bike.
Oh, and then also you're facing people.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds fun.
Right? That's what most people do in the winter.
Okay.
Wait,
I thought you always wanted to get those like, big rectangle things with the rollers in it.
So I did... I did,
yeah,
but this is more expensive and cooler.
Okay.
Because then you can put your TV up against it, and then you'd be
yeah,
like...
Yeah, sure. I'm going to get through all the Sentai, like...
Oh, shit, yeah.
Check out all this Kamen Rider I need to watch while I bike.
I don't know if I could do it, because I don't know if I can read and... Yeah.
Just never close your eyes. If the sweat drips down past your eyebrow, just let it go in.
Damn.
Dedication.
Oh, speaking of which, I gotta wash my bike. But that's it.
Yep.
That's it for this episode. Thanks for listening.
Thanks.
Yeah, we like it when you guys listen.
You like it when I listen? Me, as the audience?
Oh, God. Check out the Facebook page. There's stuff there. We generally try and put stuff there sometimes. Maybe not.
Did I not put up the latest episode on the Facebook page?
I can't remember. I don't really check it.
Shit.
So that's the secret. I don't check the Facebook page.
And here's the secret. I just check my YouTube feed. I'm like, oh, Vince uploaded. Like, he doesn't tell me when he uploaded it. I'm just like, oh, he uploaded it.
Because I figure if I tell you when I upload it, I could also just post it.
Yeah, you could. You could.
But. Nah.
Nah. Okay.
Okay, so here's what happens. I set it to upload.
Yeah.
And then when the bar's complete, I close the tab.
Okay.
And then I just forget about it.
That's fine.
So, yeah. I figure whoever wants to listen, they already know. I mean, we could be doing a better job at trying to get new listeners, but...
We say that. We've been saying that for the past 5 years.
Yeah. But at this point, you know, giving up the ghost. So, whatever.
Listen, we can. We can start. We want to start advertising. I'll make some billboards.
Oh, man. No.
You know those people outside of Caesars, Little Caesars, who wave the signs? I hire one of those people. Busy intersection.
Some of those guys are assholes. I'll be going up the hill on my bike, and they'll just stick their sign out in front
of
me.
Yeah, they have a shitty job.
And I'll be like, oh! Like, if I were in your... If roles were reversed, I would do the same thing!
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, bye, guys.